Welcome in. Today we're making a classic jungle, old school DNB riser in Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, using sampling and only stock devices. The goal is simple. Make the drop feel so big you want to rewind it without actually turning the drop up. Here's the mindset. A great drop doesn't just arrive, it gets pushed into place. Old records did that with stretch textures, pitch ramps, filtering, big space that suddenly disappears, and a tiny moment of silence that makes the downbeat hit like a wall. Let's set the scene first so you can actually feel what you're building. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'll go with 170. Now make an arrangement loop where bars 1 to 8 are your build, and bar 9 is your drop. On bar 9, put any simple drum loop, even a placeholder. Grab an amen, funky drummer, anything, and loop it from bar 9 onward. This is just so your ears can judge the transition. If you build risers in silence, they almost always end up too dramatic, or not dramatic enough. Now, step 1. Pick your riser source sample. You can use almost anything, but jungle-friendly sources are things like a crash cymbal or ride wash, vinyl noise or dust, the tail of a hoover or re-stab, or even the noisy ambience from a break slice. If you're new, choose a crash or a noise sample. It's the easiest way to get something convincing fast. Drag that sample into a new audio track. Now step 2, warp it for that old-school stretch energy. Double-click the sample to open clip view. Turn warp on. Then choose a warp mode based on your source. If it's noise or cymbal wash, try texture mode. Set grain size around 80 to 150 milliseconds and add a little flux, like 10 to 25%, to make it move. If it's more musical, like a stab tail, try Complex Pro. Turn formants on and set envelope somewhere around 80 to 120. Now stretch the clip so it lasts 4 bars or 8 bars. Literally drag the end of the clip so it fills the build section. Teacher note. When you stretch things like cymbals and noise, those smeared transients and grainy artifacts are not a mistake. That is the sound. That's a big part of the sampled DAW final, pitched and pulled jungle vibe. Cool. Now step 3 is the core, the push. We're doing a pitch ramp and a filter ramp. First, pitch ramp. Go into automation mode by pressing A. On your riser track, find the clip transpose parameter. Start the riser down at around minus 12 to minus 24 semitones. Lower feels more ominous and heavy. Then automate it to rise up to 0 by the end, or even go a little above, like plus 3 or plus 7 if you want it extra frantic. Here's the most important feel tip. Don't make it perfectly linear. Make the last bar rise faster. That last second peg is what makes the crowd lean forward. Now filter ramp. Add auto filter after the sample. Choose a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, and a touch of resonance, around 0.6 to 1.2. Just be careful because high resonance can whistle. Automate the cutoff so it starts muffled, somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz and ends bright, maybe 8 to 14 kHz. So now you've got two tension builders, pitch climbing and the sound opening up. That alone already feels like a real build. Step 4. Add size with reverb that grows, then gets cut. This is the trick that makes the drop feel closer and louder. Drop Ableton Reverb after auto filter. Start with size around 60 to 90, decay 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Set high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. Dry slash wet somewhere like 10 to 35%. Now automate dry slash wet so it gradually increases through the riser. Then, right before bar 9, in the last 8th note to last quarter note, slam the dry slash wet down fast. Or even mute the riser for a micro moment. What you're doing is creating this big space that suddenly disappears. The drop feels like it steps forward out of the speakers. Now step 5. Jungle character. We'll add grit and movement with stock devices, and I want you to choose a job for this riser so you don't overprocess. Job is brightness builder, noise or cymbal. That wants filter, reverb, width. Job bead is pressure builder, hoover or a reese tail. That wants pitch, distortion, and mono control. Job C is rhythm builder. Break ambience, that wants gating, sidechain, and timed edits. For grit, add saturator. Use analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 8 dB, and trim the output so you're not clipping. If you want proper 94 crunch, add redux slightly. Pitch reduction around 10 to 14, sample rate around 12 to 20 kHz, and keep it subtle with dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. For width and swirl, add chorus ensemble in chorus mode, amount 15 to 30%, rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, width 120 to 200%, and automate width so it expands toward the end. Quick coach note, big stereo is exciting, but it can also disappear in mono. Later we'll do a fast mono check to make sure you're not building tension that vanishes on a club system. Now step 6 is the rewind moment that beginners skip. Impact plus micro silence. First, micro silence. Right before bar 9, cut the riser for somewhere between a 16th note and an 8th note. The simplest way is to split the audio clip right before the drop with CMD or Control E, delete a tiny slice, or automate the track volume down to minus infinity for that moment. That tiny vacuum makes the downbeat feel massive. Second, add an impact or a sub drop on bar 9 beat 1. This can beat a cinematic hit, a kick, a tom, or a dedicated sub drop sample. On that impact track, play Q8. If it's too clicky or bright, low pass it around 120 to 200 HC so it becomes more of a thump. Add saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive if you want it thicker. And if it has sub in it, put utility and set width to 0%. Sub should be mono. If you're using a sub drop, keep it short, like half a bar, so it doesn't fight your actual best line on the drop. Now step 7. Arrangement choices. 2-bar riser versus 8-bar riser. For a quick push, you can start it at bar 7, so it's already moving, then do your micro silence right before bar 9, then drop. For a proper build, bars 1 to 4 should be subtle, low-passed, quieter, narrower. Bars 5 to 7 you make the pitch rise more obvious. Bar 8 is the brightest, widest, most reverb. Then right at the end you cut space, and you hit bar 9. A good target feeling is, the last bar sounds like it's about to run out of control. Now step 8, quick balancing so the drop hits right. Put EQ8 at the end of the riser chain. High pass the riser around 80 to 150 HE. That's non-negotiable if you want the drop to feel like it has new low end arriving. If the riser is harsh, dip a little around 3 to 6 KHE. Set the riser level so it's not smashing your master. A good beginner target is riser peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Remember, we're not making the drop hit by being loud. We're making it hit by contrast. Now, some common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If your riser has too much low end, your drop will feel smaller. High pass it, and if you really want that floor opening sensation, automate the high pass down only in the last half bar. For most of the build, keep it up around 120 HE. Then slide it down to 70 or 90 right near the end. If all your automation is perfectly linear, it'll feel like a demo. Make the last bar steeper. If your reverb stays huge into the drop, you're stealing punch from the downbeat. Cut it, duck it, or mute the riser before the drop. If the riser is louder than the drop feels underwhelming. Turn the riser down, not the drop up. If you overwiden the whole time, it can collapse in mono. Use width as a moment. Let's do two quick upgrade tricks that still stay beginner-friendly. First, the macro lane approach. Group your riser devices with CMD or Control G. Map key parameters to macros, filter cutoff, reverb wet, width, drive, maybe pitch if you're automating a device parameter. Now you can draw one clean automation curve per macro instead of drowning in lanes. This is how you keep control. Second, a mono check. Put utility on the master and toggle mono for a second. If your riser almost disappears, pull back coarse width, reduce facey effects, or add a more centered layer underneath, like a mono noise or a mid-only texture. Now a fun variation if you want that classic suck into the drop without fancy plugins. Duplicate your riser clip. Reverse the duplicate, and place it right before the main riser so it inhales into the build. High pass that reversed one hard, like 200 to 400 HC, so it's just air. Now you've got a vacuum effect leading into your push. Another variation. Pitch stairs instead of a smooth slope. Draw step transpose values like minus 24, minus 19, minus 12, minus 7, minus 2, then 0. It sounds more sampler era, more hardware, more old school. And a last little spice move, triplet panic. In the last bar, do volume chops or a gate rhythm on straight eighth notes, then switch the final two hits to eighth note triplets. That sudden subdivision change feels like rave tension. All right, quick 10-minute practice to lock this in. Make two risers, both 4 bars long. One from a crash, one from vinyl noise. Riser E uses texture war plus a pitch ramp. Riser B uses no pitch ramp, only filter and reverb growth. On both, add micro silence before the drop. Try a 16th note cut on A, and an 8th note cut on B. Now a slash B them without changing your drop volume. Which one makes the drop feel bigger? Bonus, Layer them quietly together and notice how it suddenly feels more like a record. Recap to finish. You took a simple sample and stretched it with warp for texture. You pushed tension with transpose and filter automation. You made it feel huge with reverb growth, then made the drop feel closer by cutting that space. You added grit with saturator, redux, or roar, and you created the rewind moment with micro silence plus an impact on the downbeat. If you tell me what kind of drop you're aiming for, like dark roller, ragga jungle, atmospheric, or jump up, and what samples you've got, I can suggest a tight riser layer combo and the exact automation shapes to match that vibe.